Welcome back to Boozy Bracketology, where we are the home of strong drinks, strong opinions, and crowning champions. My name is Jeff, and I'm going to be your host tonight as we slide on through the Sweet 16. We are making our way around the Walt Disney World to definitively decide who's going to be earning the title, the best Disney World attraction. Back with me tonight are the folks that you know and you love. At this point, you've heard them too many times. But let's take a second to find out how they're doing and what's in their glass. Let's head on over to Tampa, where we've got Joel. Joel, how you doing, and what have you brought for us tonight?
I'm doing well. I am recreating, to the best of my ability, one of my favorite Disney beverages that can be purchased from the Tamu Tamu Refreshments in Animal Kingdom. That is the King's Cooler. King's Cooler is a Dole Whip with pineapple and watermelon, strawberry syrup, and coconut-flavored syrup with coconut rum on top. My approximation is pineapple juice, Malibu, and a little bit of strawberry jelly, because I don't have any strawberry preserves to put in here. But it does the job.
Wow, very nice. That might be the fanciest thing we've ever had on here. That had like three ingredients.
Jeez. And ice. Four.
Woo-hoo, you got frozen water, too. That's impressive. Well, very nice. Well, thank you for bringing that. I can't wait to hear how that's going. Headed on up to another state, we've got Mike with us. Mike, how you doing? What are you drinking?
Well, it's not nearly as impressive as Joel's drink, but I do have to announce what I believe is a boozy bracketology first. I'm getting over a stomach bug, so I'm not drinking tonight.
Oh, no.
I just have some LaCroix flavored water. The mango kind. I've never actually had this before. I just grabbed one of Nikki's, but I mainly grabbed it so that I could give you guys this.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Never fails.
I usually don't drink water, but not the carbonated flavored water anyway. But this is actually pretty good.
Very tastes nice. Like Aquanet.
Oh, good Lord. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Following that up, we are headed over to Steven. Steven, how are you doing tonight, and what is in your glass?
Doing pretty well tonight, and I, too, have an amazingly coincidental boozy bracketology first. Over the long weekend, my fiance and I bought a 12-pack of some hard ciders, so I'll be having my first alcoholic beverage on boozy bracketology. It's going to be a Bud Light strawberry lemonade.
What the? What has just happened here?
Steven, stepping up to carry me, man.
What in the
I got your back.
What in the world is happening?
What's going on here?
This is what happens when you switch to Tuesdays, I'm telling you.
Could use more strawberries, but I'm not bad.
Wow. This is incredible.
We're in bizarro world right now.
I am very scared
you
for
you could
how
say
the
we're
rest
in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for that, Steven. I am wildly excited for this show now. We have no idea where it's going at this point. It's completely off the rails, and we're 3 minutes in. All right. Well, heading over to Marissa and see what's happening here.
All right. Tonight, I'm back with the Battle of the White Claw versus the Truly, and I'm going to start off with a watermelon White Claw because we bought a bunch yesterday.
There it is.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Pretty watermelony.
A wildly positive remark from Marissa. White Claw gets its first not bad. And rounding up our group tonight, coming up last here, pulling up the rear, we've got Nikki. Nikki, hello. How are you doing, and what's in your glass?
Well, it's been a hard one, but I have to do it. I have to take one for the team. I'm drinking for two tonight, since Mike can't drink. I'm pulling it out, and I'm also going to battle Marissa here, because I have an oldies Vista Bay hard seltzer in black cherry. Ooh. So we're going to see how it is, the oldies brand of hard seltzer. Tastes pretty much like cough syrup like the rest of them, but hey, it's drinkable.
Wow, this might be a first. We have our first seltzer.
Yeah, I told Mike I would drink for two tonight. I also drank like a couple glasses of white wine before we started, so I'm ready to go.
Like I said, I've been battling a stomach bug, so she's been juggling both kids over the long holiday weekend.
Yeah, I was
so.
Like, it's not a non-drinking kind of Tuesday. It's what time is it? I think I can have a glass of wine. It's 3 o'clock, Escher.
Yeah. It's after morning, so that seems fair.
You earned right. that. More, you definitely earned that.
Very much so. Wow, well, we've already got started off to a crazy start, but this is only the beginning of our Sweet 16.
Jeff, what are you drinking, man?
You know, that's a great question. I should ask myself more on these shows, but I tend to forget. I am actually following in our namesake's shoes here, as Chris likes to do, is kill bottles on this podcast, and I'm actually killing my Rebel Distillers collection. It's a store pick here from Sunshine Liquors, and poured it myself what can only be described, as my wife said, "Oh, that's a lot." It was in my glass, so
it was to the brim of the glass.
So while it is a bottle kill, it's a hefty one.
Yeah,
it's that'll be
an fun. Aggressive bottle kill.
Aggressive bottle kill, indeed. Well, thank you so much for that, Mike. But we are now going to dive into our decisions. Up first, in our Sweet 16 matchups, we've got the Magic Kingdom region. Our two matchups are Space Mountain versus the Haunted Mansion, and the Carousel of Progress versus Pirates of the Caribbean. Up first, making our decision in Space Mountain versus Haunted Mansion is Joel.
So I got to kick this off as the jerk now. So this is a tough one for me. I had to think about best Walt Disney World attraction. And in my opinion, I think Haunted Mansion is way more engaging than Space Mountain is. Throughout the entire ride, I think it's something that is for everyone at the park, and it's one of the two of those that we will not miss when we go there. So my vote is for Haunted Mansion. Fight me for it.
And the first vote is going for Haunted Mansion. Up next, we've got Mike.
Yeah, Joel actually makes a lot of compelling arguments for Haunted Mansion. It is a very engaging ride. It's got a lot of things going for it. It is probably, it's more easily enjoyed by the younger kids that aren't tall enough to ride on Space Mountain. But damn it, I love Space Mountain. Like, Space Mountain is probably, I would say it probably is my favorite ride at Magic Kingdom. When I looked at this bracket, Space Mountain is the number one seed. It's correctly the number one seed. It's the ride that I think I enjoy the most, and it's the ride that also has the most nostalgia for me. I love it. I think it's a great little coaster, and I got to give it my vote here.
And we're splitting the votes already. Space Mountain picks up its first vote. Going over to Steven.
Yeah, Space Mountain is a legitimately great little coaster. It's a lot of ours, I'm sure, first coaster ever. I think it was my first coaster ever, and I really love Space Mountain. I think it does deserve to be a number one seed here because it is like the e-ticket. When you think about the e-ticket in Magic Kingdom, that's kind of the first one that comes to the list because it's the classic e-ticket. But listen, maybe it's the seltzer talking. This is officially the drunkest I've ever been on the show, even though I've only had a little bit and it's got barely any alcohol in it. But actually, I enjoy the Haunted Mountain just a little bit more. I think it's just, to me, it feels more Disney when you're riding in the Haunted Mansion. And there have been times I've gone to a trip to Disney World and I've seen the line for Space Mountain and I've said, that's not worth the wait. And that's never happened to me for the Haunted Mansion. Maybe it's because the Haunted Mansion line doesn't get as long. But I'm going to vote for the Haunted Mansion here. I'm Graham Greening Ghost all the way.
And Haunted Mansion picks up its second vote. Headed over to Marissa.
Yeah, and Space Mountain is fantastic coaster. I don't think it was my first. I think Big Thunder was my first, but it was probably either one of those. It's great. But I've just gone through a 4-hour deep dive on the Haunted Mansion through podcasts. You know what doesn't have 4 hours of deep dive? Space Mountain. Just, I don't know, beginning to end, Haunted Mansion has something for everyone. So that's getting my vote today.
Wow, and just like that, we have established a winner, but we still need to hear from Nikki.
I'm a little in shock. I kind of thought Space Mountain was going to go all the way here. I mean, I love Haunted Mansion. I love Space Mountain. I guess for me, it did come down to, it's a personal preference thing. Like, if both of them were an hour wait and I had to choose one to wait for an hour, I would probably wait for an hour for Space Mountain versus Haunted Mansion. So that's kind of how I based my decision. I do think Haunted Mansion is a great ride, and I always love doing it, and it's very creative, but my vote would have gone to Space Mountain.
And we have started off with a very close race, but Haunted Mansion did take the win, moving it on to the Elite Eight. All right, up next, we've got the Carousel of Progress versus the Pirates of the Caribbean. Up first, we got Mike.
I said coming in, I really didn't want to go first on this one. Carousel of Progress versus Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, my heart is kind of pulling me one way, but my head is pulling me in a different way. I think that I just love the kitschy campiness and throwback quality of Carousel of Progress so much. And that the song, I just think the whole thing, it's so great. And it really does, as I think we said in the previous, one of the previous episodes, it really does capture a lot of what Walt Disney's kind of vision and his, outlook. But I feel like that's my heart, but my head is telling me, I just think you got to go Pirates of the Caribbean here. It's the ride that more people are going to associate with Disney. It's the ride more people are going to seek out, and it really is a great ride. It's got a lot of cool effects that still hold up pretty well, and obviously they've revamped it in the wake of the popularity of the movie. As much as there's a huge part of me that wants to vote Carousel of Progress, it's hard to deny Pirates of the Caribbean has really just become such a huge thing. And I feel like I have to move it on. So I'll give it my vote.
All right. Pirates of the Caribbean picks up the first vote. Steven?
Yeah, this is an emotionally tough one for me because I would never go to Magic Kingdom without doing both of these attractions. Personally, if it was just me, if I was designing a Disney World for me and I can only put one of these rides in, I might actually do the Carousel of Progress just because it's so sort of a wonderful part of my memories as a kid. But Disney World is a place for all people. And I distinctly remember there was one time I was on the Pirates of the Caribbean, and right after we go down the waterfall and you're around the corner, and there's that pirate ship there that you can see. There was a smallish child about two rows in front of me that just turned around to his parents upon seeing that pirate ship and said out loud for the entire boat to hear, "What the heck? What the heck? How did they get a ship down here? What the heck?" And he just could not stop saying, "What the heck?" looking at that pirate ship. And that's part of the wonder and the magic of Disney that, that to this day, I was on that ride with my fiance. And whenever we see something that we find like slightly impressive, but not really impressive, we turn to each other and shout, "What the heck? What the heck?" Because that's just a magical moment. And that's part of Disney at those moments. And Pirates of the Caribbean is going to afford that to more of those, 7 or 8 year old kids in the Carousel of Progress. So Pirates wins.
All right, Pirates of the Caribbean picks up its second vote. Marissa?
This seems to be the theme here. I was physically ill, trying to make a decision on this
bracket right here on this matchup.
I love and adore Carousel Progress. I don't think enough people give it its due. I think everyone should ride it every visit. Pirates of the Caribbean, though, it's, again, iconic. Everyone knows it. Not everyone knows Carousel Progress is tucked away over there in the corner of Tomorrowland. I mean, when Disney World opened in 1971, Pirates of the Caribbean wasn't there. And people threw a literal fit that it was not there. So they're like, crap, we got to change all of our plans for this portion of Adventureland and build this ride now. And that's what they did. And guess what? Hundreds and thousands of millions of people ride it every year. So, I'm going to go Pirates.
Pirates of the Caribbean slamming the door on Carousel of Progress, but we do still have two more to hear from. Nikki?
Yeah, I mean, this one's an emotional mashup because I do think it's just a lot of nostalgia in both these rides. They're classic Disney. I love Carousel of Progress. I will go on it every time. Pirates, to be perfectly honest, I don't go on it every time because sometimes I'm not really willing to wait for it. However, I don't think I would necessarily be willing to wait an hour for Carousel of Progress, really, if it wasn't a short line. And you know, and honestly, that's the benefit of going to Disney multiple times. If I could only go to Disney one time, you know, you wait for these things. But because I'm able to go to, I've been to Disney multiple times, sometimes I don't want to wait for things. I just don't think I would wait an hour for Carousel of Progress. I think I would wait an hour for Pirates versus that. So even though I love Carousel of Progress, I'm basing my decision on that, so I would go Pirates of the Caribbean.
And Pirates of the Caribbean picks up its fourth vote. Finish it off here with Joel.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm slightly raging a little bit, kind of like Steven was in previous ones. I don't understand why this is such a big debate between those. I mean, Carousel of Progress is good, right? But the problem I have with that is that you're an observer in it. You're sitting in an audience and you're looking at, Jim and or John or whatever his name is and his family and all that kind of stuff, and you're following it through time. It was a great concept, great vision that Disney had, but it's not a ride to me. And Pirates, on the other hand, you become part of the story. You're a ride. You're in a boat. You're in the middle, engulfed between a cannon-firing ship and the fort on your right-hand side. And all of a sudden, you become part of that. There are scents of the cannons burning, and you know, you just become a part of the whole thing. In my opinion, there's kind of no comparison there. So, get out your broom, because we're sweeping it. Pirates.
And Pirates picks up the first sweep of the Sweet 16. Moving it on to the Elite Eight up against Haunted Mansion. We're moving on now to our Epcot region, where our matchups tonight are Soarin' versus Spaceship Earth and Mission Space versus Test Track. Our first matchup is Soarin' versus Spaceship Earth, and we've got Steven leading us off.
It's a complete nostalgia pick versus the better ride. Let's be honest. Soarin' is objectively a better, more interesting, more fun ride. The only thing Spaceship Earth has going for it is that it's inside the golf ball. It's Spaceship Earth. It's the first ride you enter when you enter the park. It's the ride we all go on. It warns us of the very, very slow descent. We've all seen it. We've all gone to it so much. We know about all the changes it's gone through in the past couple of decades. We all love Spaceship Earth. But it's not Soarin'. Soarin's great. Soarin's an interesting experience. Because Soarin' has one thing that Spaceship Earth does not. And that's an introductory video starring Patrick Warburton. It's incredible. Patrick's great in it. He's got that dry voice that's always funny. You can close your eyes and you can pretend it's Kronk. It's wonderful. Plus, you get to smell oranges on Soren. You don't get to smell anything good on Spaceship Earth. So, Soren.
All right, Soren does pick up the first vote. Moving on to Marissa.
I'm just going to go ahead and say ditto to all of Steven's sentiments. And also, you can smell Tahiti, and that is fantastic. So, Soren's going to get my vote here.
And just like that, Soren picks up its second vote. Going over to Nikki.
No, this is it. You know, I don't know. Spaceship Earth, like, nobody gives it much love. I like Spaceship Earth a lot. Here's my problem with Soren. I think it's a fantastic ride. I always love going on Soren. I hate the wait. And I know we shouldn't necessarily be talking about the wait, but it is part of the Disney experience. Like, you really have to think about, like, what is going to, you know, what are you going to enjoy? Half the time we go to Epcot, I mean, we go to Epcot probably more than any other park, and we ride Soarin' maybe one out of every five times because I just can't. I mean, obviously, if we had planned in advance and got better fast passes, maybe we'd be better. But if I had a fast pass and could walk onto Soarin', I would do it all the time. But I'm never able to walk onto it, and I'm never willing to wait an hour and a half. So I always go on Spaceship Earth. I enjoy Spaceship Earth. I think it's a great little ride. I like that it's in the ball. So why I think maybe Soarin' overall could be the better ride, I think I'm going to give it to Spaceship Earth. I think it's just something I'm more apt to do, and it's my Disney experience. That's what the app is called, My Disney Experience. So that is what I'm choosing.
All right, Spaceship Earth makes it a game and picks up its first vote. Going over to Joel.
Okay. So I have to stand up for Spaceship Earth. It does have smells. You can smell the fire when Rome is burning down, okay? So it has the fourth dimension in there. Look, and you also smell mold, by the way. When I think of Epcot, I think educational. And maybe that's my old nostalgia of the imagination sections that were there and stuff like that, but I don't know. There's something that I loved about Spaceship Earth that I felt like it was educational, whereas Soarin' is just kind of a ride or an experience in there. I've measured it. Thank you, Google Maps. You got to walk from the entrance of the land 650 feet to get to the ride of Soarin'. That is the longest, most tedious line I've ever thought of. And because of that, honestly, that's one of the reasons why we skip it. But you know what we don't skip? The 20-minute get on and have a good time and learn a little history about Spaceship Earth. So I'm going to vote Spaceship Earth. It's the icon of Epcot.
All right. And we have a game here, folks. Spaceship Earth has picked up its second vote, tying it with Soren 2-2. Now, it appears we have a decision to be made, and Mike will be the one making that, but it is a new round, therefore we do have our buzzer beaters. Is there anyone that would like to use it on this one?
I thought about it, but now it's Mike. I don't know. No, well, it's not going to make any difference. What I was going to say is not going to make any difference.
And it does not appear so. So, Mike, this one's on you.
I really could have used a buzzer beater here. Because what Nikki said, really, for the most part, is pretty accurate, I think, that it sucks that the wait for Soren is so long. And, you know, we walk onto Spaceship Earth every time we sit, as Joel said, in that 20-minute line. We hit that every single time we go to Epcot because it's right there up front. We know we can get on pretty quick. We know we're going to have a good ride. But there's a reason that wait for Soren is so long. It's because it truly is an incredible experience. I think it's just such a wonderful ride. And, you know, that it sucks that we are always, you know, a little bit last minute, so the fast passes are all gone. But look, if we knew way ahead of time, like we were sitting there ready to gun for a fast pass right away, Soren's the one we'd be gunning for, no question. And, you know, Nikki was using the argument earlier. If you had to wait 60 minutes for arrive, you know, for one of these, which obviously would be a long wait for Spaceship Earth and a short wait for Soren, so maybe it's not the best analogy, but if you're going to choose one, you're going to choose Soren. Spaceship Earth has a lot of nostalgia, and I think it's a ride that everyone should do. Like, if you have your first time at Walt Disney World, you got it. Yeah, you got to do Spaceship Earth, and you know, but definitely you have to carve out a place for Soren if at all possible, because it just truly is a wonderful experience. And I don't think Nikki will make me sleep on the couch tonight for doing this, but I gotta give my vote to Soren and move it on.
And Soren does pick up the crucial third vote, moving it on to the Elite Eight. All right, moving on to our last matchup in the Epcot region. We have Mission Space versus Test Track. Voting first is Marissa.
If you've gotten this far, you know how I feel about Mission Space. Test Track's getting my vote.
A very good point. And the first one, Test Track picks up its first points. We're moving on to Nikki.
Yeah, I mean, and anybody who's listened this far knows, like, we don't usually go to Epcot and ride anything because we just go do the World Showcase and eat and drink our way through Epcot, and we love it. But I do think these two are probably the best rides at Epcot. I love Mission Space. I know it is a hit or miss ride. It's kind of one of those you either love it or you hate it. I think that's what happens. Test Track, I admit, it used to be better. I think that they've changed it, and I don't like the changes. I liked it much better when I was a Disney cast member. I guess that was back in, oh gosh.
Yeah, don't age yourself too much.
I don't want to say the year, but it's been a long enough time. And it was such a great ride. And I still think it holds up. I think out of these two, I'm going to choose Test Track. I actually think Test Track is one of the best rides at Disney because it really kind of has a mixture of everything. It has a little bit of a thrill, but it also has some of the education that's really good for Epcot. It also has some hands-on. It just has a little bit of everything. So I think I'm going to choose Test Track. I think it's the better ride. I really love Mission Space, so I am a believer in that ride. But I think out of these two, I would choose Test Track.
All right, Test Track picks up its second vote. We're moving on over to Joel.
I think Nikki hit the nail right on the head. The purpose of Epcot is to eat and drink yourself under the table. And then afterwards, you're exiting out the Mexico side and you go, oh, let's ride a ride real quick while we're here. Test Track is basically just like a DUI then. Whereas Mission Space becomes a vomit comet. It is just so jostling. And I have one word, and that is claustrophobia. I can't stand Mission Space. I get it. The people get their rocks off about, Daddy said I could be an astronaut when I was growing up, and now I really can be an honest. Yeah, whatever. I think Test Track is the better ride. I'm going Test Track for the win.
And that does give Test Track the win with its third vote, but we still need to hear from Mike and Steve. And Mike?
Well, I, of course, am voting for the Seas with Nemo and Friends, damn it.
Reflections of China.
Now that I'm not intentionally trying to stir up controversy, I really do like both of these rides. And I think Mission Space is a very unique and cool experience. But yeah, to me, I think Test Track has broader appeal. And, you know, Nikki said it really well. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got the ride. It's got the education. I think it's a wonderful attraction. I think it encapsulates a lot of Epcot very well. So I'm going to give it my vote here and make up for my troll vote of last time.
All right. Test Track picks up its fourth vote, and we're wrapping it up here with Steven.
You group of cowardly, hate-loving assholes. What the hell is wrong with all of you? What, you don't like space? You don't like adventure? what? I can only assume that you're all a bunch of green card carrying cowards going on the crappy version of Mission Space and don't like the pure thrill-riding adrenaline of having your insides tossed about like you were living inside a blender. That is what fun and excitement is. I can ride in a goddamn car. I ride in a goddamn car to get to Disney World. Then I get out of the car so I can get into Mission Space, not back into another goddamn car. You're all idiots. This should have been Mission Space. I officially protest the show.
I changed my vote to Living with the Land.
Okay, I would go with Living with the Land. It had a catchy song back in like the 80s.
All right, well, Mission Space does pick up a sympathy vote, but Test Track soundly wins this one 4-1 and is moving on to the Elite Eight. We're hopping over now to Hollywood Studios, where our two matchups tonight are Rise of the Resistance versus Tower of Terror, and Rock and Roller Coaster taking on Toy Story Midway Mania. Up first, we've got Nikki making a decision between Rise of the Resistance and Tower of Terror.
You know, this is just when it comes down to old school versus new school. I hate that we're kind of at this point. I can't give a total fair judgment of Rise of the Resistance because I've only been able to do it virtually. And as much as I like Star Wars, I am not a hardcore Star Wars fan. And in my mind, I know that Disney owns Star Wars, but it's not Disney to me. Like, Star Wars doesn't scream Disney. So it's hard. Tower of Terror, though, screams Disney. Like, I know the initial show was not Disney World, but I never watched the show before I went on the Disney ride, Tower of Terror. So I have to go with Tower of Terror on this one. I know that Rise of Resistance is groundbreaking and everything, but I guess for me it comes down to what I think of Disney, and I always picture Tower of Terror as being a main attraction at Disney World. If I'm going to Hollywood Studios, I'm riding Tower of Terror. So that's my vote.
All right. Tower of Terror picks up its first vote. We're moving on to Joel.
I find it very difficult to believe that with all the Imagineers and all the brain power that's over there behind Disney, that they couldn't come up with a simple algorithm that says, hey, if you're a one-day ticket holder, you get priority to Rise of the Resistance. And if you're a season pass holder and you've ridden it before, you get pushed to the back of the line. If you're a season pass holder and you haven't ridden it, you get bumped to the front of the line. Because that is my biggest problem with Rise of the Resistance. It is an amazing, amazing ride. It is a great attraction, but there is one thing that we have to keep in mind, as we've argued with several of these, and that is you have to be able to ride the ride. And by that alone, I'm a little salty because I bought my father a ticket, a one-day ticket, just for the Star Wars area of Hollywood Studios, and he could not get on there. We just couldn't get a ticket in time. And opening it up at 7 a.m. didn't help anything. I think that made it worse because then you couldn't filter out the people who weren't at the park yet by that time to get that. But anyways, you know, Jeff, Marissa, I love you all. You're my friends. I know you like Star Wars, but I'm going Tower of Terror on this one. To me, it's the iconic ride, and it's one that's accessible to everybody.
All right, Tower of Terror picks up the second vote. Steven, or Mike?
Oh, man. This is a tough one, because I think that, you know, obviously we've, as Nikki said, we've only experienced Rise of Resistance virtually, but it looks just, even doing that, it was such an amazing, immersive, awesome experience. Like, it's just, it's an incredible achievement, and it's really just such a shame that it's so damn hard to get on. Meanwhile, Tower of Terror is a ride that still holds a special place in my heart. It's still one that I want to hit up every single time I go to Hollywood Studios. I just think it's so great. everything about it. I love the cheesy little Twilight Zone-y thing. I think it's so great. I love the way it kind of pushes you through the thing. I love the way that it now varies up the drops. I think it's awesome. You know, I kind of had it in my head coming in that I was going to vote for Tower of Terror on this one. And I genuinely didn't think that I was going to be the decisive vote and that I was going to be this early. But at the end of the day, Rise of the Resistance, as cool as that is, it is based around the weakest of the three Star Wars trilogies. Fight me, I don't care. So I'm giving my vote to Tower of Terror.
And just like that, Tower of Terror is moving on to the Elite Eight. But we still do need to hear from Steven and Marissa. So, Steven.
Well, first, I've got some things to schedule out in the schoolyard because I did hear some fighting words in that last review. Both of these rides are great, great rides. I would ride them as many times as I could. But if our biggest complaint of Rise of the Resistance is that it's so popular and so good that we had to come up with a ridiculous, seemingly unfair system just to get people in, because the queue to Rise of Resistance is so amazing that people are willing to wait all day just to get into the queue, that says something about it. I mean, I'm sorry, I know, I'm one of the lucky ones. I've been to Disney one time since Rise of Resistance opened, and I got in. I don't know how. I was there at Rope Drop, I was on the app, I hit the button, I got on. I guess that makes me very lucky, but it was worth it. It's an incredible experience. It's not like anything else at any park. It is the height of Imagineering right now. And if you're lucky enough to get on it, because it's great. And even though a year or two ago, I would have said that the best ride in Hollywood Studios was very easily Tower of Terror, as far as I'm concerned, Rise of the Resistance is miles beyond it. Rise of the Resistance gets my vote all the way.
And Rise of the Resistance picks up a vote. Marissa.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. I've never ridden it. I haven't been able to get into it. It makes me really angry, but you know what? I can't wait for this 20-minute fully immersive experience, because it's not just a queue. It's a pre-show. It's a transport to a second show, and then you get on the ride, which is almost 5 minutes long. You can't beat that. You can't. Tower of Terror is great. I think my favorite fact about Tower of Terror is that if you look from the World Showcase across Morocco, it blends in because Disney Imagineering thinks of everything. But Rise would have gotten my vote.
And Rise does pick up a couple of votes here at the end, but it is not enough. Tower of Terror is moving on. Up next, we've got the Rock and Roller Coaster going up against Toy Story Midway Mania. Up first, we've got Joel.
Oh, this is a tough one for me because this one, I think, is a internal conflict for me. On one hand, I love the Rock and Roller Coaster. I think I've ridden it way too much, thanks to my daughter. And it's made me a little jaded towards it. Yes, that was an Aerosmith reference. And the Toy Story Midway Mania is so fun because you can, you know, it becomes a competition between whoever you go with in there. That being said, I got to think, what is the best attraction? And I think that a little foreshadowing here of all of the parks, I think Rock and Roller Coaster is the best roller coaster of them all there. So I got to vote for that, Rock and Roller Coaster.
All right, Rock and Roller Coaster picks up the first vote. Mike?
I'm with Joel. I think this is a really tough one. I like Joel, I've ridden Rock and Roller Coaster a ton. I've only been on Toy Story Midway Mania a handful of times. You know, both of these are rides that you have to wait for, but they're both really worth the wait, in my opinion. You know, there's a lot of me that's really drawn towards Rock and Roller Coaster. I love the thrill ride, you know, and it's a truly fantastic coaster. it goes, you know, it's one of those roller coasters where there's at least one moment where you think it's about done, and then it goes right back and keeps going again, which is, it's just awesome. And that launch is just so cool when he counts it down and just, it's a great experience. Toy Story Midway Mania, you're not going to find anything like that anywhere else. And while Rock and Roller Coaster certainly has a lot of uniqueness about it, it is still, at the end of the day, it's a roller coaster. You can go to Cedar Point and get a ton of roller coasters. Is that enough to put, this is my struggle, is Toy Story Midway Mania, you're going to get at Disney World, and it is a Disney thing more so than Rock and Roller Coaster is. So does that really put it over the top? Because if I'm at Hollywood Studios and I have a choice to do one of these, and only one, I'm a thrill ride guy. I'm going Rock and Roller Coaster. That's at the end of the day, that's what it is. Nothing taking anything away from Toy Story Midway Mania, which is amazing. But that's what I'm there for. So I got to give my vote to Rock and Roller Coaster.
And Rock and Roller Coaster picks up the second vote. Steven?
Yeah, this is more difficult because unlike the Magic Kingdom coasters, Rock and Roller Coaster is a legitimate coaster. It's a good ride. It's got that awesome horizontal launch that we all love. This one's a tough one for me, but you know, we've kind of set the standard at the beginning of this episode. Like, if both these rides were an hour wait, which line am I getting into? And honestly, I think I'm getting into Midway Mania because I think that there's just something a little bit more enjoyable and more interactive, and there's more of a group experience to it because you're going up against somebody else in your party. Probably not going to Disney alone. I'm sure there are people that do, but usually you have somebody there that you kind of want to have fun with, and that you can do that more on Midway Mania. And maybe it's probably just really because I'm a competitive asshole. Honestly, that's probably why I lean slightly more towards the ones where I get to compare my score against other people. So one vote for competitive assholeness and Midway Mania.
All right. The competitive asshole ride picks up a vote. We're moving on to Marissa.
I'm fucking flabbergasted right now that Toy Story is trailing right now. There are way better launch coasters in Orlando than Rock and Roller Coaster. The one I'm going to wait for is Toy Story Mania. It's unique. It's so much fun. Again, I'm also competitive. It's like a family thing for us. We all see who can get a higher score and what animal they're getting at the end. It's just fun for everyone. Even if you're not riding with a person you know, you're still going to be competitive against them. At least I would be. So Toy Story is getting my vote.
And we've got a tie here, folks. Toy Story picks up its second vote, tying it with Rock and Roller Coaster. As always, this is a new round. We still all have our... Shit, what are they called? Buzzer beaters. Jeez. We still all have our buzzer beaters, so if anyone would like to do so, gotta tell me now. All right. Sounds like this is all on you, Nikki.
No one was going to try to sway me? Okay. This one's hard, actually. Because I see the appeal of both rides for different reasons. You know, I think Toy Story Mania is... I like the Buzz Lightyear thing, but I just think Toy Story Mania is a step above that. Like, I just think I love the queue. I love, the slingshot thing. I think it's great. And like, I mean, really too, when it came out, it was really the first one that had that kind of really immersive animation that I had seen, you know, in a ride like that. I was one of the very first people to ride that ride. Because it came out when I was an employee, and we all got to ride it before it opened to the public, and that was such a cool experience. Rock and Roller Coaster is a fun coaster, and I agree with Marissa. There's probably better coasters in Orlando, and I have to agree with that in a way. But I also just think it's a really fun coaster, and I love the little show at the beginning. Toy Story Mania is, yeah, I agree. It's probably a little more Disney, and I have voted that way. But unfortunately, it comes down to what I want to ride more. I mean, this is my Disney experience, and I am going to ride Rock and Roller Coaster before I'm going to go on Toy Story Mania. I'm sorry. I'm just going to. I love Rock and Roller Coaster. We make a point to do it every time. It was the first ride we went on after we got engaged, right when we went on Disney, and it was very exciting. Like, you know, so to me, it has that connotation too. I love it. So I'm sorry. I'm giving it to Rock and Roller Coaster. I sort of hate myself, but I love myself. So Rock and Roller Coaster.
Don't apologize, Nikki. You got that right.
And just like that, Rock and Roller Coaster picks up its third vote, moving it on to the Elite Eight. We've wrapped up the Hollywood Studios round. We're jumping on over to the Animal Kingdom, where our two matchups tonight are Avatar Flight of Passage and Festival of the Lion King. Going up. Nope. Our first matchup is Avatar Flight of Passage versus Festival of the Lion King. And rounding it out with Kilimanjaro Safari versus Expedition Everest. Up first, we've got Mike.
This one's tougher than it feels like it should be at first blush. Because the Avatar Flight of Passage is such an incredible ride. And as much as I love the show of the Festival of the Lion King, I think Avatar Flight of Passage is a unique experience that you're really, I mean, both of these are unique experiences you're not going to get anywhere else, but Flight of Passage is just, it's incredible. Where I hesitate is having heard some of, you know, I am not a large person by any stretch, but where I do hesitate is hearing some of the stories of other people that haven't been able to ride it. And I think it kind of sounds like crap to me, but I mean, but at the same time, I'm also sort of sitting here like, I don't know if that's enough to sway me one way or the other, because I do think Avatar Flight of Passage is such an amazing immersive experience. Yeah, I got to give it my vote, and you know, other folks can legislate all that other kind of stuff. But as much as I do love Festival of the Lion King, Avatar Flight of Passage, just for the sheer experience of it, gets my vote.
All right, we're starting off Avatar Flight of Passage with the first vote. Steven?
Yeah, this is a no-brainer for me. I mean, the Festival of the Lion King's great. It's got fantastic music. It's got really cool acrobatics. They've, you know, taken the Broadway sort of surrealist costumes, and that's very, very cool. But Avatar Flight of Passage is just amazing. I can't get enough of it. It's one of those, you know, you're going to wait an hour and a half to get on, and you're going to be glad you waited that hour and a half when you get off of it, because it is just an amazing ride. It is that technology brought to the height of that technology. You know, it's basically Soarin done incredibly well, incredibly better, because it's got a better ride machine, and it's got better 4D interactions, and the film's more interesting, and they've, you know, used 3D in order to enhance. It's just an incredible, amazing experience. They've taken all these little tricks from all these different things and put it together in a final, complete passage. And like I said before, I love it too, because it empties out ranks next to that Mongolian barbecue place they disguise as alien food. And that's like one of the best deals in that park for food. So Avatar of Passage and lunch.
All right. Avatar Flight of Passage picks up its second vote. Going over to Marissa.
Flight of Passage.
Who will be moving on? Avatar Flight of Passage. Thank you, Marissa. Let's see. We still got Nikki and Joel. Nikki.
Yeah, I mean, I struggle with this one a little bit too, just because I love Festival of the Lion King so much. It's a must-do for me every time. Flight of Passage is a newer ride, but it does have a lot of innovation. Yeah, I think for me, I have to go Flight of Passage on this one. I love Festival of the Lion King. I do think if you're at Animal Kingdom, you must do it. But I do really like Flight of Passage, so I'm going Flight of Passage.
And a fourth one for Flight of Passage and Joel.
Okay, first off, Flight of Passage opened in 2017, and it's based off a movie back in 2009. It was 8 years too late. It took way too long to get that out. Second off, yeah, okay, it might be a little better than Soarin', but guess what? I can fit on Soarin'. And the fact that I was embarrassed in front of all these people and kicked off of Flight of Passage, I can't give it the sweep. I'm sorry. I'm going Festival of the Lion King for live performances, a free Cirque show, and great crowd interaction.
All right, very good. Festival of the Lion King does pick up the sympathy vote, but Avatar Flight of Passage will be moving on. Our next matchup is the Kilimanjaro Safari versus Expedition Everest. Up first, we've got Steven.
This is the toughest pick, I think, in the Sweet 16. Because, you know, we started earlier in this episode what we should have been doing from the beginning and asking ourselves if we had to wait an hour to get into either one of these ones, which one would you get on? And the answer is, I would wait 2 hours to do both, because these are two iconic rides that I would never, ever go to Animal Kingdom without. These are the two rides where, like, when Expedition Everest came in, that's when Animal Kingdom started becoming my favorite of the four Disney World parks. And before Expedition Everest was there, the only reason I'd go, really, to Animal Kingdom was to get on the Kilimanjaro Safari. This is a heartbreaker. On one hand, you have what I think is the best roller coaster in Disney, bar none. I think Expedition Everest is the best. But the Kilimanjaro Safari, it really is different every time. And it has just much more rewritability than any other attraction because of that, because you never know what the animals are going to do. It's, you know, it's like Ian Malcolm said, it's the theory, it's the essence of chaos. It's a butterfly effect every time you get on it. And sometimes you're not going to see that much, and sometimes you're going to wait 30 minutes while an ostrich takes a crap in front of you. Yeah, it breaks my heart, but I'm going to go for the Kilimanjaro Safari.
And Kilimanjaro Safari picks up the first vote. Marissa?
Yeah, I mean, Steven is right. Expedition Everest is probably the best roller coaster at Walt Disney World. We'll see what, you know, happens when Guardians finally opens up and Tron Light Cycles, but we don't have those right now. But Kilimanjaro Safari is the embodiment of the park. It is what everything that the park stands for. It's conservation. It's the animals. And you get to go on this 40-minute experience and drive through these animals and learn about them. And usually the guides are all very well, you know, versed in the animals and their habits and the habitat. You just, if you're going to do one ride at Animal Kingdom, it has to be the Safari. That's going to get my vote.
And Kilimanjaro Safari picks up the second vote. Nikki?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, because this is I totally agree with Marissa and Steven on this. Like, I think it embodies the Animal Kingdom. I love Kilimanjaro Safaris, even though I admit it scares me because the ostrich was really close. Like, it was really close. Like, I really think it was going to bite me. Like, it really was going to bite me. And Everest, I do think, is the best roller coaster at Walt Disney World. So I'm just going by personal preference what I'm going to do. I mean, because this is just what I'm going to do. I'm going to Disney World. What am I going to ride? If we go to Animal Kingdom, we never not do Everest. We just don't not do Everest. I think there's probably been times where we didn't do Kilimanjaro Safaris because the line was long or whatever, but we've always waited for Everest. So I'm going with Everest.
All right, Everest picks up its first vote. Joel?
Ooh, tough one. I got to admit, I'm really surprised that everybody's saying Expedition Everest is the greatest Disney roller coaster when we just had this argument about Rock and Roller Coaster and how that's the best one in the parks. no. That being said, I kind of got to follow along with the sentiments of the previous ones. And Kilimanjaro, you know, we've talked about rides being different every time. There are things like Tower of Terror. Okay, it drops different every time. And that kind of gave it a little edge there. Or, you know, in even things like Test Track, the way that you design your car and stuff will give you different things. Or Toy Story Mania, that kind of stuff. Kilimanjaro really is different every time. And it's one of those things that I always go for. It's my personal favorite. And that's one that I'm always lobbying. If I'm taking now, kind of like Nikki's, litmus test, I think, okay, I'm taking my father to this park. This is his one day ticket to come see this. What would I do? And what would I skip? And I got to do the safari with him.
All right. The safari does pick up the decisive third vote, but we do still need to hear from Mike.
Man, I'm really glad this one didn't come down to me because these two are both things that I feel like you got to hit up whenever you're at Animal Kingdom, if at all possible. You know, Nikki did say it. We definitely hit Everest every single time. It's got the single rider line. It's a little easier to get on. Kilimanjaro sometimes has the longer wait. But at the end of the day, I do think the Kilimanjaro Safari more encapsulates Animal Kingdom. Everest is a really cool coaster. Joel said, you know, it's not the best coaster at Disney. But Kilimanjaro Safari is a completely unique experience that you only have at Animal Kingdom. And I kind of feel like if you're at Animal Kingdom, it's probably one of your big draws. That's probably one of the reasons you're there. So, I'm also going to vote for the Kilimanjaro Safari.
And Kilimanjaro Safari picks up its fourth vote, moving it on to the Elite Eight. We have now filled out our Elite Eight, and we will be moving on to the next show. But before we get to there, your matchups in the Elite Eight are going to be the Haunted Mansion versus Pirates of the Caribbean, Soarin' versus Test Track, Tower of Terror versus Rock and Roller Coaster, Avatar Flight of Passage versus Kilimanjaro Safari. Well, we've done it. We've whittled it down. We've got eight left, and that's it. Our next show, we will have a champion. But if you like what we're doing here and you want to help support us, please feel free to check us out and join us over at Patreon. We've got our new Patreon set up at patreon.com/PTEBB. We've got our new show, Boozy Revisited, as well as all the other bonus episodes from Pub Trivia Experience, or as well as an old show, Recast That, I was actually told is going to be going up there. Another show that we tested out a while ago. Boozy Revisited is a great show. We go over all the bad and tough decisions we made the month before. As you can well tell, there are plenty of those to discuss over this show. But on all other aspects, you can join us and talk to us everywhere online at Boozy Bracketology, except for Twitter, where we are Boozy Brackets, due to those awful character limitations. As well, if you want to join us in our Facebook group, The Lounge, fans of Pub Trivia Experience and Boozy Bracketology, we're always on there discussing and getting yelled at about all of our choices. Thanks, Tim. yeah, check us out. We'll definitely chat with you on there, and can't wait to see you and have you join us. For Boozy Bracketology, I have been your host, Jeff.
I'm Joel.
I'm Mike.
I'm Steven.
I'm Marissa.
And I'm Nikki.
And that damn well might be the best we've ever done here. I am so proud of us all. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next show.
Bye.